Now, Jeremy Turkington has a pretty unique job. He's a seed collector. Yep, you heard me right. Jeremy works with Home Tree Ireland, an organisation on a mission to bring back Ireland's native woodlands. Their goal, to restore and protect permanent forests across the country by encouraging land regeneration and boosting biodiversity through tree planting, habitat restoration and education. On a crisp autumn morning, our researcher, Michelle Brown, caught up with Jeremy in County Clare.
They're like dust when they come away in your hands. That's the seeds. So each one of these little tiny seeds, like collecting dust, is a birch seed. Downy birch, that's what we're collecting here.
And why this birch tree?
This whole area is 3,000 acres here. It's mostly cut over blanket bog, but because it's been drained, the birch kind of colonise around the edges, and there is hundreds of thousands of downy birch trees in this area, so it's the best place to come.
Where are we? Describe where we are.
This is called Bohir Bui. It's just outside Fecal. It's commonage. It's an old bog, and then around the edges, some of it has been reclaimed for agriculture, but there's still a huge area of wild land. There's lots of wildlife here. So these are the seeds here. We have to get, like, you can see it's like dust, so I have to get 20 kgs. And that's what we're kind of target is for the nursery.
If Home Tree wasn't doing this, would it not be done?
Commercially, a lot of the species that we're growing, they're just not commercially viable for a nursery to grow. Like, so a lot of the species like witch elm and spindle, a lot of the more minor species, like, there's not an emphasis in commercial nurseries to grow those. It's just the way it is. It's not feasible for them. So because we're a charity, it allows us to focus on the kind of rare species, which are a bit more tricky to grow commercially. I work in their tree nursery, and I kind of coordinate the collection of all the forest reproductive material, seeds and cuttings of native trees, which are then used in woodland habitat restoration all along the west coast. So I try as much as possible to source the seeds in ancient fragments of woodland, long established fragments that are within the kind of rainforest zone that we're trying to restore. Quite a bit of bureaucracy involved in getting permits and permissions and collection permits and things like that. But when you're out and about from kind of the middle of August right through to sort of middle of November, you're on the road all the time, which is fantastic. And you get to see a lot of places and things a vast majority of people probably will never see.
So on the road doing what?
Yeah, collecting seeds. Like last week I was up in the Fanad Peninsula in Donegal collecting rowan. We try and collect 26 to 28 native species and grow them in the nursery. My role, I suppose, is to source those, get permission, and then go and collect those for the nursery and then get them processed and ready for sowing by the nursery team that work in the nursery.
What does getting processed mean?
So, for example, these birch seeds, they need to be collected, then they need to be dried out, dehydrated, and then they need to stratify in a fridge until spring, and then they need to be rehydrated again before sowing. So that's just one species that we have to process. Rowan, for example, it has to be macerated and the seeds taken out and cleaned and washed to stop mould, and then they'd have to go through a period of stratification as well. So you have to coordinate the stratification so they get that cold snap to break the seed dormancy. So every species has its own little nuances. Basically, you're trying to mimic nature. Like a rowan seed, it's designed to go through a bird's gut, so you're basically trying to mimic what nature would do in a kind of nursery situation as much as possible, so you can grow them as uniformly as possible.
And you can find out more about Home Tree Ireland, the nature conservation charity which Jeremy works for, by visiting our website, rte.ie/Mooney. Thank you very much indeed, Michelle.